But then he was able to compare the diameters of the Earth and the Moon. So he then concluded that the Sun, being much bigger than the Moon, must be also much bigger than the Earth. Okay, so what he did, he timed different parts of total lunar eclipse, and from that he was able to compare the relative size of the Earth's diameter and Moon's diameter. So in lunar eclipse, here is the Earth casting a shadow and he timed the beginning of the lunar eclipse, so the Moon is moving in this direction. He measured the time from the beginning of the eclipse until the Moon disappeared in the Earth's shadow. So he timed, if I look, denote this position as A and this one as B, he timed how long it took to get from A, the beginning of the eclipse, to be when the Moon was completely in the shadow, right? And then he measured the time it took from B for the Moon to reemerge behind the shadow at C. So clearly the time it takes to go from A to B is proportional to the diameter of the Moon, and the time it takes to go from B to C is proportional to the diameter of the Earth. So by forming the ratio of these times, he could actually deduce the ratio of the two diameters. And he found that about that the diameter of the Moon is about one third of the diameter of the Earth. So the Earth is about three times, according to his measurements, bigger than the Moon. But the Sun is 20 times more bigger than the Moon. So therefore, Sun has to be about six or so, seven times bigger than the Earth. Right? Because he could determine the relative sizes of the Sun and the Moon, and the Earth and the Moon, and therefore compare the size of the Earth and the Moon. And to him, it looked quite unlikely that much bigger object, the Sun, would be revolving around the smaller object that is the Earth. It just did not make sense. It made sense that it was the other way around, that the smaller object, the Earth, is revolving around the Sun. If that is the case, then of course you need the Earth to be spinning in order to be able to explain the daily motion of stars. And that's how he reached his conclusion about heliocentric universe, where the Earth is revolving around the Sun rather than the other way around.